Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their are ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Wow, what a huge day. Pete Hegseth is furiously spinning and dancing and tap dancing. It's his way to Secretary of Defense. It looks like all the Republicans are kind of united in saying, well, you know, if Donald Trump wants this guy who really would be commanding troops who would be kicked out of the service if they did what he did or is alleged to have done. It's pretty mind-boggling. Anyhow, the hearings are going on right now, but it's just pathetic, frankly, to hear some of these Republicans. Tim Kaine got a good way. So you were cheating on your first wife with the woman who became your second wife, and then you had a baby with the woman who became your third wife while you were married to your second wife, while you had sex with a woman in a hotel room in Las Vegas who claimed that you raped her, but you said no, it wasn't rape, but you did say you had sex with her, right? And he's like, oh, I was completely exonerated of that. I mean, it's crazy. What we are seeing here is the complete collapse in American politics as a result of Donald Trump having been and preparing to be again president. The complete collapse of any sense of moral compass or ethics in the highest levels of government. One of the senators, it might have been Tim Kaine, pointed out that Hegseth hid all this from Trump and his team, you know, until the press brought it out. He thought he could get away with it. I mean, it's just wild stuff. So anyhow, there's you know, a bunch of news I want to get to in just a second. Also, the grievance machine, how Republicans weaponize fear to win elections. Also, in the second hour of our program, there's so many lies and so much BS coming from Trump, Musk, and, you know, et al. The California had to launch a website just to rebut the lies. Is it going to work? I'm skeptical, but I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, here they come. Trump's allies have launched a $20 million effort to convince working class people to back another multi-billion dollar tax break for billionaires. Hey, the billionaires are getting in this. Also, Democrats will regret supporting the Lake and Riley Immigration Act. This is a big deal. And in the third hour of our program, Senator Ron Wyden, my senator here, one of my two senators here in Oregon, has a new book out. It takes chutzpah is the title of the book. And he's going to drop by for a conversation, assuming he's on the committee that's grilling Pete Hegseth right now, assuming that this thing doesn't drag on. And I doubt it will. I think they want to get it over with as quickly as possible. And in fact, I think that this is probably working very much to Trump's benefit, in as much as yesterday, the first of two volumes by Jack Smith about Donald Trump's criminal efforts to overturn the election were just released. And nobody's talking about it right now because everybody's talking about what a scumbag Pete Hegseth is alleged to be. And but, you know, there's some serious stuff in here. I mean, Jack Smith claims that Donald Trump was trying to basically psychologically isolate and physically isolate Mike Pence. He says this is from the report. Mr. Trump wanted no one else speaking with Vice President Pence because he and co-conspirators were already implementing a secret plan to use Mr. Pence's ministerial role as president of the Senate to Mr. Trump's advantage. In repeated conversations day after day, Mr. Trump pressed Mr. Pence to use his ministerial position as president of the Senate to change the election outcome, often by citing false claims of election fraud as justifications. He even falsely told Mr. Pence that the Justice Department was finding major infractions. So Trump lied to his own vice president to try to get him to go along with this. He has secret communications with Jeffrey Clark over at the Justice Department. In quote, in contravention of policies designed to protect the independence of the Justice Department. Well, surprise, surprise, Trump is going to use the Justice Department this next time as his own, you know, personal prosecutors. Racist threats against Judge Tanya Chutkan, who is black. She received racist comments the day after his arraignment. For example, Mr. Trump posted on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The next day, one of his supporters, this is from the report, called the district court judge's chambers and said, "Hey, you stupid slave N-word, if Trump doesn't get elected in 2024, we are coming to kill you, so tread lightly, B-word. You will be targeted personally, publicly, your family, all of it," end quote. Jack Smith goes on to say Donald Trump was basically in charge of the January 6th killers. Video evidence from that afternoon shows rioters in real time crediting Mr. Trump with their presence and conduct at the Capitol, writes Jack Smith. For example, as the crowd sought to push past officers protecting the Capitol's east front, one rioter shouted, "We've been invited here. We were invited by the President of the United States." He notes, as the day wore on, rioters continued to obey Mr. Trump's commands, and, you know, goes on from there. Donald Trump would have been convicted if Merrick Garland had begun the prosecution as soon as Merrick Garland was appointed attorney general. Instead, he waited almost 2 years. And this is why Trump is becoming president rather than becoming prisoner 103-0527, whatever, at Leavenworth or in, you know, the federal prison of, you know, your favorite federal prison. In fact, this is what Jack Smith writes. He writes, "Indeed, but for Mr. Trump's election and imminent return to the presidency, the office assessed that the admissible evidence was sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction at trial." In other words, we would have thrown his ass in jail if Merrick Garland had simply gotten his act together 2 years earlier. Trump had called Smith, quote, "a lame brain prosecutor who was unable to get his case tried before the election." Yeah. You know why? Merrick Garland. I mean, it's just the indictment charges Trump with conspiring to obstruct the election certification, defrauding the U.S. of accurate election results, and depriving U.S. voters of their voting rights. This is serious stuff. Smith's office writes, Smith writes, my office had one North Star to follow the facts and law wherever they led, nothing more and nothing less. To all who know me well, the claim from Mr. Trump that my decisions as a prosecutor were influenced or directed by the Biden administration or other political actors is, in a word, laughable. He writes, the evidence was, the admissible evidence was sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction at trial. Quote, Trump engaged in an unprecedented criminal effort to overthrow the legitimate results of an election in order to retain power. Quote, the evidence established that the violence was foreseeable to Mr. Trump, that he caused it, that it was beneficial to his plan to interfere with the certification, and that when it occurred, he made a conscious choice not to stop it and instead to leverage it for more delay. This guy should be in jail for this. The New York Times reporting on July 22nd that Garland had not focused on Trump's role in the attempted coup until Cassidy Hutchinson testified in July of 2022, a year and a half later. That public testimony, quote, jolted Garland and the DOJ into action, according to the New York Times. Washington Post, same thing. Garland's, quote, determination to steer clear of any claims of political motive has chilled efforts to investigate the former president for more than a year. The Post notes, quote, you couldn't use the T word, as in Trump, said one former justice official briefed by prosecutors. I mean, this is a crime against America, what Trump did. And he's going to be president? Trump consistently encouraged violence against his perceived opponents, says the report. The horrific injuries caused by the police officers, to the police officers by Trump supporters, including, quote, traumatic brain injury and psychological trauma. Jack Smith writes, the integrity of the United States, was being challenged, basically. Smith had the courage to stand up to Trump and take him on. Garland, not so much. It's just incredible. And of course, as I mentioned, you know, you've got now Pete Hegseth saying, oh, yeah, sure, I did things that would get me kicked out of the military, but I should still lead them. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I'll stop drinking if I become Secretary of Defense. Not to worry. But I won't promise to resign if I do get drunk. Crazy. The grievance machine. I'll be right back with that. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How do you think this is going to play out? I suspect Trump is going to get what the crazies. This is going to be a wild 4 years.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks.
are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going bumping, 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 bumping,
bumping,
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. So you've been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with those two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman.
They built a machine fueled by fear. A whisper grows and it's all you hear. From every screen it feeds the fire, twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss, a calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold, selling grief. Never.
gets old. The grievance
about 22 minutes past the hour. So the grievance machine, how Republicans weaponize fear and really, you know, anger and hate even more than fear to win. You know, as we are speaking right now, as you're listening to me, at this very moment, Republicans are promoting a, quote, fire hose of lies about the fires in Los Angeles. And, I mean, it's gotten so bad that the Gavin Newsom and the governor, the government of California had to field a website to push back against these lies. I mean, just wild lies. The Los Angeles Fire Department is using women's handbags to gather water in their fight against the blaze. They ran out of equipment, having sent it to Ukraine. It's a lie. Los Angeles County hydrants ran out of water because the county refused to fill reservoirs. Not only is it a lie, but a day before the wildfire began on January 6th, quote, the department filled all available water storage facility tanks, 114 throughout the city, including 3 1-million-gallon tanks in the Pasadena Palisades area. You know, I mean, just it's just crazy stuff. Why do Republicans do this? Because they understand the power of grievance. Grievance is one of the most powerful political forces out there. Republicans have been using it ever since Barack Obama got into the White House. I mean, they'd been using it long before that. You know, Reagan used grievance against black people, the whole welfare queen thing. But it really kicked into high speed, into high gear with Obama's presidency. The birthers stuff, you know, it was just grievance after grievance after grievance. There's a simple neurological reason why the best defense is a good offense, why grievance is so powerful, and it's because it's tied to our need for safety. Grievance is typically about feeling wronged or having something taken from you. And so we've got this whole grievance machine, this right-wing grievance machine. Oh, gays are going to convert your kids. Immigrants are going to kill or rape your wife. Schools are going to cut off your son's penis. Haitians in Springfield are going to eat your cat. Poor people are stealing your tax dollars with welfare payments. Women who get empowered will deny you sex. Jews are funding Hispanics to take your job. Joe Biden is causing your inflation. Democrats want to take away your car. Black Kamala is taking a job that's rightfully a white man's role. Woke teachers are training white children to feel guilt for things their relatives did. The deep state is making your life miserable through overregulation. These are all lies that have been turned into major grievances that are regularly aired on the giant right-wing grievance machine. You know, Fox News, right-wing hate radio, right-wing podcasts, social media and their right-wing algorithms. The grievance works. I mean, Hitler harnessed grievance. The Confederates harnessed grievance. George Washington, Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson harnessed grievance. Remember taxation without representation? The Me Too movement used grievance to produce actual change in America. Black Lives Matter used grievance to produce positive change in America. Bernie Sanders nearly became president of, you know, using our grievance about being ripped off by billionaires. Martin Luther King used grievance to, you know, transform America. Grievance can be good or bad. And Timothy Snyder has been promoting this idea that I've been talking about on this program for at least a decade, which is a shadow cabinet. The Democrats need to appoint people to each one of the positions that Trump is putting into his cabinet. You know, good, solid Democratic politicians. And every time one of those people in Trump's cabinet comes out and does or says something stupid, which is going to happen regularly, then the shadow cabinet person will call a press conference. Democrats need to learn how to harness grievance. Democrats need to start complaining loudly. Democrats need to go on the offense. Enough of this. Oh, good government. Oh, let's do the people's work. It's time to go to war. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on 87.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What was disturbing? A rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight.
About it by Tom Hartman. Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak speak out and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait! There you go.
That's what the Republicans have been doing for decades. Democrats need to take a lesson here. All right. So what's on your mind today, Lou in Philadelphia? Hey, Lou. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Well, I'm in insurance, and I've been in insurance for 35 years, and I keep listening to these insurance questions on the radio and seeing the Republicans' comments. And I'll just start by Republicans say that there shouldn't be any regulations. Well, insurance is one of the most highly regulated industries in the country.
And so you know why?
That one.
Because they regularly were ripping off their customers.
Of course. I mean, you're right. I'm not saying. But at this point, we're being hit by a whole lot of claims and things.
Yeah.
And so they have to cut down on their losses. And so the first thing they said when they announced there was a fire was there's a lot of people being canceled, and they were canceled. Well, here's the thing about – now, I don't know about every state because it's state-regulated, but canceling – in the state where I am, the regulation is you can't be canceled, but you can be non-renewed for a reason. Maybe your roof's falling apart. Maybe you've had too many claims. And you get warned, and you say, this is how you can mitigate the loss. You can fix the roof, blah, blah, blah. And then you're non-renewed. Now, then the other thing they were saying was about it's the Democrats' fault because what's happening is they're letting people build wherever they want. I don't know if it's the government, and maybe they do make some decisions as to where people can build. However, the insurance companies regulate that by on the coast. If the actuaries say there's too much chance for a claim, they tell you how far back you can build. If you're right on the beach, because we've had problems with that before and had to change the change, you say okay, you're going to be non-renewed because we're stopping writing here.
I get all this, Lou, but isn't the real issue here that Altadena and Pasadena, I was a Pasadena, wherever these fires have just been terrible, 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 that in previous years when there was appropriate rainfall and the Santa Ana winds weren't, 70 to 100 miles an hour, they were 30 to 50 miles an hour, it would not have been a fire risk like it is now.
That
at the time those houses were built, there was the probability of this sort of event happening was less than 1%. Now it's probably 20-30% given climate change, and Republicans will never tell you about that.
Well, but the climate change has affected insurance because the actuaries have to predict. How can you predict climate change when it's just occurring? So it would take a while to catch up with climate change, and could you ever? So I agree with you. It's the fault of climate change, and we got to get this taken care of.
And this is why you're seeing now houses
affecting insurance companies and everything else.
Yeah, and this is why you're now seeing houses in Florida sitting on the market for over 90 days on average. Because the insurance companies are saying, climate change is driving these hurricanes, and we can't insure you anymore. Excellent points, Lou. Thank you for calling and making them. Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was, I'm a little upset right now because when I watched on the news this morning on my local station and also GMA is Mike Johnson's conditions on disaster relief for California. I mean, it seems like it's getting to be if you're a red state or you're a blue state, we're going to,
different rules.
We're going to do that.
Yeah. I'm guessing, too, he's going to try to tie raising the debt ceiling to disaster relief.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and I know those Santa Ana winds can be wicked. And there's always some, arsonist guy starting it when we have the fires.
Right.
But the point is, can he do this? Can he?
Can who do what?
Put conditions on disaster relief.
Oh, Mike Johnson?
Per state.
Right.
Yeah, Mike Johnson.
He can do anything he wants.
Do that?
Yeah, Congress can write legislation any way they want. I mean, the states can challenge it and sue at the Supreme Court. Absolutely. I mean, keep in mind, Donald Trump withheld aid to California. Time he was president, he withheld aid to Puerto Rico. He withheld aid to multiple blue states, on multiple occasions, disaster aid we're talking about here, because he didn't like them, because he thought they were his political enemies. I mean, I fully expect it to get far worse, particularly as California is trying to dig out of this hole. They're trying to destroy Gavin Newsom. They see Gavin Newsom as the most likely candidate for president in 2028. And I think, frankly, he probably is. The most likely to actually succeed, to win. And they see him as a real threat, and they're going to do everything they can to destroy him, and they don't care if 39 million Californians go with him. So, yeah, Susie, you nailed it. Thank you. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
A couple of things. I'm from Central California, in the San Francisco area. Mm-hmm. And, we generally, down to about San Luis Obispo, we've usually had, the colder, the wetter winters than areas south of Santa Barbara, south of Point Conception. It's not unusual to have cold Santa Anas in Southern California in the winter. Mm-hmm. They don't usually get that many, but I usually is after one of those storms goes through that came from, the north, from British Columbia, Alaska, and then you get these heavy snowfalls in the Panamint Mountains, San Gabriel, San Bernardinos, and then when that storm goes through the next day, you end up getting a cold Santa Ana. There's no way a fire could start in those conditions. But when you have the warm ones, and the warm ones, usually, that's late September through, let's just say, the middle of November. Mm-hmm. So we have had climate change.
Well, the big problem, right, Dennis, with this, apparently what's causing this fire is a 1-2. and that is that last year you had unusually heavy rain that lasted for an unusually long period of time as a consequence of climate change. You know, the atmosphere is warmer, it holds more moisture. That rain caused a massive overgrowth of grasses and wildflowers and shrubbery that wouldn't be there otherwise. It would be kind of high desert country or desert country otherwise. And that is the fuel that is driving these fires.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the other part of the equation. So, you know, I mean, I went to school down in San Diego in 1975. That was one of the rainiest years ever in Southern California. I can remember the deserts east of San Diego. I mean, they were green.
That's right.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then regarding the red state, you know, the thing about, you know, we're not going to give blue states money. You know, I really have to say this. I think blue state governors need to get together and have a conference and seriously start talking about secession.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking here. I'd rather be a subject of King Charles III and a Canadian citizen rather than a citizen of Trumplandia.
Yeah, Trumplandia. Yeah, I get it. I'm not an advocate for secession. I am an advocate for collaboration. And I suspect that that's what you're going to see. You're going to start seeing blue state governors getting together to work in concert, probably principally through the courts, but also in the court of public opinion, to deal with, you know, the things that the Trump administration is going to throw at them. But it's going to get ugly, Dennis. It's going to get real ugly.
I think we should make deals with Canada and Mexico and bypass Trump.
Yeah. Well,
I'm done.
I get what you're saying, Dennis. I can't endorse it. I just don't think it's practical. But I certainly, you know, share your outrage and you know, would like to see some solutions. Dennis, thanks for the call. It's 44 minutes and a half past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations, and Pete Hegseth would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling over the finer points continues.
ABC News learning, the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Capital One says it's deeply disappointed after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued the bank, asserting it cheated savings account holders out of more than $2 billion interest. Brown Forman, maker of Jack Daniel's, said it's reducing its global workforce by 12%. It's also closing its Louisville barrel-making plant. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Our lows near zero. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below. Light west wind. Wednesday, we'll see increasing clouds and a chance of a little bit of light snow in the late afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Top of the show at 2 p.m. I dissect Jack Smith's January 6th insurrection report. You're not going to want to miss this lawyer lady breaking it down for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Taking your calls here, Lynn in Chicago. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for all you do. I just wanted to call in and shed a light a little bit on, you know, all these things coming up for Medicaid funding. They're looking at black grants, per capita caps. And for people to realize all of the different things that Medicaid and Medicaid waivers, it's not just health care for the poor. There are many waivers that help people get to employment, help them have housing. I have a 30-year-old son that I am a guardian for. He just recently moved out to a four-person group home. It's Medicaid waiver funded, as well as his day program. There's a lot of adults with disabilities that benefit from Medicaid way beyond just the health insurance piece.
Yes.
And to per capita or block them instead of a straight 60% of whatever the expenses are is going to be devastating. And I don't really think a billionaire has any concept of any of this and knows anybody that even uses these resources.
Nor do they care, as far as I can tell.
Nor do they care.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent point, Lynn. And thank you for the educational data. I appreciate it. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, says you want to disagree with me about something?
Yeah, hey,
Tom. I think this is the third time I've played the disagree card in about 10 years of listening to your show. But first, I want to give you something. You've given me a lot. I want to give you an acronym that may be useful in the very near future, and that is CRINK. C-R-I-N-K. It refers to the axis of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The CRINK axis. Uh-huh. It may come in.
Interesting.
May come in handy. I haven't heard anybody use it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to be on the record. That's my race. I invented it.
Okay. All right.
My disagreement is that at about 23 minutes after the hour, 24 minutes after you said it's time for the Democrats to fight, what say you? And my disagreement is, I think inflammatory rhetoric like fight is less productive in the long run than more carefully chosen word like work. When I heard Kamala say, like, you know, we need to fight, we need to fight, we need to win, I like work and get results better than those inflammatory words. That's all I got. It's just a little disagreement.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a largely rhetorical disagreement, but I disagree with your disagreement, but, you know, I respect your right to do so. Maverick, thanks for the call.
These things kind of build on each other, you know. Grievance begets more grievance, the violence begets more violence, and inflammatory rhetoric.
Yes and no. Sometimes you've got to fight fire with fire, literally, and figuratively.
Fair enough, Tom.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Fair enough, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Maverick. Carmen in Philadelphia. Hey, Carmen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little feedback on, I heard the end of your little rant earlier about fighting back. Now, the caller before me, I'm sure he's intelligent enough to realize that there are more ways to fighting back besides physically. You can fight back mentally.
Well, that's what I'm advocating, rhetorically, you know, using language. I'm saying that Democrats need to harness the power of outrage. Look at all the things that happened during the last Trump administration. The Democrats could have gone on and on and on, raised absolute hell about, and they didn't.
Right. I told my niece, instead of playing Mr. Nice Guy, the Democrats need to fight dirty the same way the Republicans fight dirty and have been doing it to us for many years. Not necessarily physically, but mentally, and rhetorically, and intellectually. Fight back dirty. You don't get anywhere being nice to bullies, but you get someplace when you fight back.
Yeah, this is what I wrote in my op-ed this morning. Trump put a union-busting lawyer in charge of the Department of Labor. Democrats could have screamed about every anti-labor action Eugene Scalia took, and there were a bunch of them. He put a series of anti-environment fossil fuel toadies in charge of the EPA and Interior, a woman who hates public schools in charge of education, a man Forbes called a grifter in charge of the Commerce Department, a guy who'd illegally thrown tens of thousands of people out of their homes to head the Treasury Department. Where was the outrage when Jared Kushner's crew suggested that letting people die of COVID and blaming blue state governors was an effective political strategy? Or when Trump cut taxes for billionaires, saddling our kids and grandkids with trillions in debt. I mean, you know, Republicans are still talking about Hillary's servers, and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney used private servers for 8 years. I mean, it's just like, where is the Democratic outrage?
Right, and that's what kills me, is that they had a chance to have, you know, for some reason, I don't care what the race is, American men had this serious hang-up about women in power. So they look what they did to Hillary Clinton.
And they turned
around
Kamala Harris,
and screwed a woman, screwed Kamala over. We knew they were probably going to do it because she's a woman of color. I said, don't forget that it's a woman, period, regardless of her race. American men have this serious hang-up about seeing a woman become president.
Yeah. Or any position of power, frankly. Yeah. I mean, you know, Carmen, this goes way, way back, obviously, but we've got so much work to do in this country, and the Republicans are fighting it tooth and nail.
I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I am 71 years old now, but guess what? I think I got one more good fight left in me, and I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
God bless you, Carmen. I love it. I love to hear that. Carmen, thank you so much for the call and for the words of encouragement and passionate fight. Thank you. Keep up the great work. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour here. In the second hour of our program, Here they come. Trump allies are launching a $20 million effort to sell tax cuts to billionaires. Will it work? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first round of fires is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains, so we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains, we're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z in custody in Phoenix. Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon, he's accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two kids, young kids, at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News.